Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? Glad y'all tuning in to Black Alternative Music and Talk with your host, Coley P, or y'all know me as KP, the Killer Percussionist. So anyway, I just want to start off by saying good afternoon to everybody, man. Hope you guys are having a killer weekend. Hope you had a killer weekend. Hope you're having a restful and peaceful Sunday. And if you're watching football, I hope you're enjoying it. Even though I'm not watching football anymore, I'm with my man Cap taking my knee. So anyway, I just want to get started on this segment about the music business. Kind of give you guys a little bit of a brief of what I've been reading is that just a couple of musicians here in our town in Tacoma, Washington, in the city of Tacoma, Washington. They're speaking about how they feel that music here just doesn't, you know, for local talent, it doesn't spark. Like, people don't come out to see them. I can agree I agree to some point. And the reason I say that is because I noticed that there are quite a few people within, you know, damn near every part of this world that when they're involved in music, they feel like they have to go outside of their hometown or the place that they're residing in. And my thing is, with the internet and social media and all these other avenues that we have, I feel that, pardon my expression, and I mean, if people are going to get upset with me about this, but in my heart, I feel like that's a lame-ass excuse. And for anybody, I mean, anybody who feels like I'm being a dick about that, I'm sorry, but I really feel like that. I feel like a lot of people who say that they can't get a buzz in their hometown or the place that they reside in, I really think that that's an excuse. I don't think that they put themselves out there to create a buzz. They think that everybody's just supposed to come to them. And there's this attitude that, you know, they let the music speak for itself. Well, here's the problem with that saying. Your music can't speak for itself. You are the one that speaks for it. I mean, you got to think about this. You're the voice. If you're using vocals or if you're playing an instrument or if you're putting down the beat, you're the voice of that music. That music can't speak for itself. So if you're going to go do an interview, are you going to just be like, well, you know, I'm going to let the music speak for itself? No, that sounds really stupid. And I hate to say it, but that's a very unintelligent and unintellectual answer. You know, you got to speak for your music. People want to know what it means because they're going to open it for interpretation. So if you don't, as a vocalist, a musician or creator, you're not going to be able to relate to the people. People are not going to be able to relate to you. If you kind of have that attitude, you know, mystery does have its place, granted, in music, and I think it's always been a very intriguing thing. But at the same time, if you want to speak about mystery, and I'm talking about bands like Tool, they even do interviews and talk about their music because what they did was use the silence as a tool. No pun intended, but they used it as a tool to get people's attention. They just used art, and then as time went on, they were able to speak about it. Now we know who Maynard James Keenan is. We know his feelings on quite a few things because he was able to talk about that. So my thing is this: for everybody who uses these phrases, who uses the phrase, you let your music speak for yourself, speak for itself, or you can't create a buzz because people aren't feeling you, that's on you. That's your fault. That's not the people's fault. You're the artist. It's just like having a business. You have to do something that will captivate them. You have to capture their imagination. If you're not willing to capture people's imagination, guess what? They're going to forget about you. You got to do things. You got to do something that grabs people's attention. I mean, you know, and I mean, you can have a style, you can have a look, you can have all of that, and that's cool. But behind that, what is it that you're trying to come up? What is it that you're trying to convey? What message are you trying to convey as an artist? You know what I'm saying? Or as a musician, as a vocalist or a creator, what are you trying to convey? This is what people are trying to get. How do you market and advertise your brand that get people to become, so you can become like either a cult, like classic or what, or national attention, whichever avenue you want to go. You have to know how to market and advertise that marketing and market that brand. That's just it. And, you know, with the use of social media, you can constantly put content out there. Keep putting content out there. Show some performances. But have good, you know what I'm saying? Have some good audio for people to hear. If you do a live performance, make sure people can hear you, right? Make sure they can hear your voice. Not have a muffled sound and then, you know, they're trying to hear you and then it just sucks. Or if you're doing a recording on a phone, have somebody make sure that they have good audio. That's one of the great ways to make it out there. Also, one of the things that I learned is how to make good videos. I'm still learning that process, but I watched like videos about the 10 mistakes that people make on new video makers make when they're creating videos or video creators make. Watch that stuff and write down what the mistakes that you make. So then that way you don't make those mistakes. There's a formula to getting people to gravitate to you. How do you get people to gravitate to you in your hometown with your music? Guess what? There's a way to do it. You just got to stop making up the excuses and saying that there's no way. I'm from here, so people don't dig me. They don't feel me because I'm from this place. No, dude. They're from fucking America or from the... They're from the planet Earth. Let me put it like that. Even if they speak a different language, guess what? They will be able to understand your music. Music is a universal language. People, stop forgetting that. That's part of the reason why a lot of you don't market. That's why you don't advertise. That's why people don't get into you, because you forget that your music is a universal language. It's got to touch more. It's got to touch people. You know what I'm saying? They got to hear what you're talking about. They got to understand what you're talking about. They got to feel your concept. And you got to put it out there more. You as artists, you guys have to... I see a lot of y'all do not use social media to y'all fullest advantage. I can't sit here and talk myself, but at the same time, you know, I put my stuff out there. I do put it out there. And you, a lot of you do too. But how many times have y'all gone on and made a live video of yourself speaking about your music? About what you're doing, about your being involved in the community. You know what I'm saying? Those are important things. If you want people to know who you are, you have got to let them know who you are. Bottom line, for you black rockers out there, all of you, and I'm talking to you black artists, black alternative artists, all you guys, if y'all want people to know who you are, you have got to post more content on every social media platform you have. Consistently. You need to be posting at least two times a week. Or three. You need to be posting content. You got a podcast. Put the damn podcast out. Like I'm about to do right now, after this one's done, I got to put it out there. I do put them out there. And people do put them up. You know what I'm saying? They do listen to them. I see it. I see it. And shout out to everybody who listens to my podcast, man. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. But that's what you have to do, guys. You got to put your material out there or no one's going to listen to you. No one's going to know who you are. They're not going to care. So once you realize that, then you will be able to start marketing and advertising your brand, who you are, what you're about. And you can hit your hometown. Hey, man, get on the local radio station. You know, spark up your stuff. Get on local radio. Talk with people. Get on internet radio. Hell, get on my podcast. I'll hook it up and we'll put the word out there. Get out there and promote your shit, guys. That's what you have to do. You have to promote. Promote, 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 promote. Hustle, 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 hustle. That's all I hear everybody around here. Everybody in this fucking state say that, but at the same time, you don't do that with your music. You don't. And the thing is that a lot of you guys are really good. You're good. You're damn good. A lot of you are excellent. Superb. But you don't believe in your shit like that. You're just like, man, everybody ain't feeling me. Dude, already you defeated yourself. When you say that, oh, they're not feeling me. Guess what? They're not. You're probably right. I'm sorry, but when I'm in here, I'm quite sure my neighbors be tripping the hell out. But when I come up with a cold ass beat or whatever, I'm cheering like a goddamn cheerleader. I'm talking with my dogs and cats and being all just crazy as hell. Because I love what I do. The question is, do you guys love what you do? Because if you do, you would get out there and you would push your product like it's weight. Bottom line. So I just wanted to say that to you guys, man, and just encourage y'all just to keep, if you got material, you got music, man, send it out there. Put it on everybody who knows platform. You got a homie that has a podcast. You have a homie that has a radio station, an internet radio station. You know people who work at a local radio station. Get your stuff into them. You know the formula. You know the format. We all know the format to get in a major label deal and all that other stuff. We know what we got to do it. Okay? So if you want it, get out there and do it. Do the goddamn work. No excuses. Nobody's feeling me. Hey, man, it ain't right. Why y'all niggas ain't feeling me, bro? Because you're not pushing your product. So get out there and push your product, man. Okay? I love you guys, man. Keep pushing forward. Do your goddamn thing, man. You got one life. Gun for it. It's like my man Gary Vaynerchuk say, quit making excuses. Gerald Falk from Drumeo talking about all these guys who be talking about, I can't put my drum kit in here and I can't afford a place. Lame excuse. Lame excuses. You want it? Get your ass out there and do it. Put your podcast up. Do all that cool stuff that you love doing. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and for real, I hate being the guy to say that too, but at the same time, you don't know if you're going to succeed if you don't put it out there. If you don't do it. Okay? This your man, KP, the Killer Percussionist. I'm signing off. And you guys are tuning in to Black Alternative. Or actually, I'm going to say this. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to Black Alternative Talk. talk, and music. All right? I love y'all, man. Stay rocking and keep on fucking doing your thing. Gone.